Willie the St. Bernard has just arrived and is 105 pounds of four-year-old. And, oh my, what an amazing dog. I don't know if I've ever seen a St. Bernard in the fur before. What a happy animal.
He is. He's goofy. He's goofy. He's a lot of fun.
This is Ann Ensminger, who is here from Animal Friends this morning. Thank you for bringing him.
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about his story.
Well, Willie was actually admitted from an animal control facility. And animal control facilities, they are responsible for picking up dogs that may be running at large in neighborhoods. And if the dogs do not have any kinds of tags on them, meaning a license or an identification tag or a rabies tag, then they aren't claimed. And animal control then works with organizations like Animal Friends. And we then transfer dogs from animal control facilities to Animal Friends for adoption. And that's his story. So we don't know exactly how he got on the streets, but that's where he came from.
What a sweet, beautiful face he has. He's brown and white and a little black ears. Are most markings of this breed like Willie looks?
Yes, and he is actually what we would call a rough St. Bernard, meaning that he has long hair, and there's smooth St. Bernards that have short hair as well.
Huh.
And you can see, especially near his rump, he has these gorgeous red curls, almost like Little Orphan Annie.
Huh. Now, what are the characteristics of a St. Bernard in terms of somebody who might want to have a St. Bernard? Maybe they've seen them and they think these are beautiful dogs, but what kind of home would you need to provide somebody like Willie?
Well, they can definitely make great family dogs. They usually have a wonderful temperament with people. However, they, as I'm sure everyone's probably picturing right now, the barrel around the neck of the St. Bernard, they initially were bred to be rescue dogs for the snowy mountain areas. And so they are what we would consider a working dog. They do things like weight pulling, and they can pull carts and to sort of have a job. There's actually competitions where dogs can do that, along with the like the Malamutes and, you know, any of those working dogs that you wouldn't necessarily think that their exercise would be from running, an aerobic kind of exercise, but they're very, very strong.
So they might get a little restless if they're not given an opportunity to practice their skills,
right,
and
right.
to go out. Are dogs, I guess I'm thinking of dog, like dog sled racing,
mm-hmm.
or St. Bernards are used for those kind of competitions where they'll pull, maybe not a sled,
yeah,
but
not,
a wagon. Or,
yeah, like a wagon, yes.
Yeah. What a beautiful, beautiful animal. And there's a lot going on with dogs at Animal Friends.
There sure is.
I keep... do you want to say hi? We can hear him panting if you listen carefully.
He just loves Justin.
Yeah, he does. Justin Keckley is here today, who I meant to mention... Did a... Oh, there! What's that? What's that, Willie?
So apparently at some point in time, someone did teach him speak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, what a pretty dog. And tomorrow, there's a wonderful activity taking place.
Yes.
Which is called Bark in the Park. And tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening.
Sure. Bark in the Park is one of our most fun and most important fundraisers of the year. And it's a walk around the South Ridge Loop at North Park. And although the... there goes Willie again. Although the online registration has been closed, we certainly are taking walk-up registrations. And you can bring your dog. This is a dog-friendly event, a dog walk. And also, there are dog-friendly vendors, dog-friendly activities. And this year's theme is Hollywood.
Mm.
So we have things like Rodago Drive, which is the vendor area, and Hotel for Dogs. If you've seen the movie Hotel for Dogs, there's an area where they can receive a special gift if the dog is an alumnus from Animal Friends. So it's all kinds of events for families, for the dogs, but initially it is a walk. And the walk is a fundraiser very similar to all the others that I'm sure that everyone's heard of, where you have someone pledge for the walk as a donation to Animal Friends. And Jimmy Crenn is our leader.
Oh, great. Jimmy is a perfect leader for that kind of event. I'm trying to remember Jimmy's wife's name. It's
Hetty.
Hetty, thank you. I kept wanting to say Hedda, but I know she's a dog lover as well, and I suspect they'll both be out there.
And they do have Animal Friends alum.
Yeah, and it's got to be fun to go out there and meet other dogs, too, and other
Absolutely.
Lovers of dogs. So you can just show up, right? You don't have to have pre-registered.
Right, you can just show up. Registration is, let me just double-check here, it is at 8:30. And the registration is $25 for adults and kids under 15. It's free.
No, so this is a great way to make a donation to Animal Friends and enjoy for that donation the fun of walking along, meeting other dogs, and seeing some great vendors and participating too. Maybe Willie will be there. I don't know if Willie, you know, has any plans or not for tomorrow. It'd be nice if Willie was adopted before tomorrow.
It'd be great if Willie were adopted. It might be a little bit too hot to take Willie tomorrow. He's, you know, by breed is used to the snow. So being at the park for a couple of hours might be a little bit too hot for him.
Oh, Willie's such a beautiful animal. Now, there are also some other events that are dog-centric coming up, too, I think, right? Is there?
Well, we have a kitten shower that is coming up, and that is on Saturday the 28th, so a week from today.
Okay.
And the theme for that kitten shower is a steel kitten, like as in the Steelers, a tailgate party. And so, you know, we'll have, you know, our Terry Bradpaw and our Troy Paul Meow You, and hopefully have a lot of have a lot of kittens go home as a result of that event. That's a great event if folks are interested in adopting a kitten, to see all the kittens that are available for adoption and look at different personalities. Truly, it's a huge room that we have where we have all of our kittens that are available for adoption, with staff and volunteers who are able to provide information about all those kittens that are available.
You realize I'm now trying to think of any kind of pun I can or the Steeler name, and so far I just have Purina. Purina Ward instead of Heinz Ward, but I'm sure there's others too. Animal Friends is pretty unique. You know, I drove by your place the other day, right on off of the Camp Horn road exit of the Parkway North, and you know, there's a wonderful shop there where you can stop in and purchase very unusual, unique items, with proceeds going to the shelter. And the Carolyn Gluck Center is just amazing what's there at this beautiful facility where if you are interested in adopting, you can really learn what animal is right for you.
That's right.
And what's the population there like now? Hi. We were hoping you'd do that, Willie. Very nice, Willie. Okay. Oh, I think Justin may take him. Justin, we put him to work down here. In fact, we're moving our office in a couple weeks. Maybe Willie could pull the wagons.
We're just moving
next door.
There you go.
But do you have a lot of dogs now or cats?
We do. We have a lot of dogs, cats, and rabbits. Everything from your St. Bernards to your Minpins and everything in between. So, yeah, lots of personalities, lots of temperaments, lots of sizes, lots of different mixes. And actually, we have quite a few what would, you know, be considered purebreds right now.
Well, if you go to thinkingoutsidethecage.org, you can learn more about the population. In fact, there even are pictures of dogs that you can look at, and cats. And you can also go to Bark in the Park tomorrow, North Park, registration at 8:30. Anything else we should mention? And I want to be sure, Willie seems to be getting a little cooped up here in the studio. I want to be sure he's happy. But But are anything else to mention about animal friends?
I would say just there's always something going on, and please visit thinkingoutsidethecage.org to learn more about our events and our adoptions and everything that's going on at Animal Friends.
Well, thank you for bringing Willie. And if you have been thinking about a St. Bernard, Willie is available.
He sure
and
is.
Lovable and beautiful.
Come so on down.
Get in touch with Animal Friends. Thanks, Ann.
Thank you.